Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring to Curiosity, the Brave Rover on Gale Crater, and we're looking now at a landscape that Bob provides on Behind the Black. I recommend it to everyone. My first thought was that the freeway is clogged up with pollution down in the valley. Bob, what am I looking at?
Yes, John, you're looking, this is a shot looking back across Gale Crater and looking at the rim in the 20 miles away, the rim of the crater 20 miles away. I've got an overview map to give some, overview map on this to give some context. What's happening is that the sun is now moving in between the Earth and Mars. This happens every 2 years when Mars is on one side of the solar system and the Earth's on the other with the sun in between. And when that happens, we go through a period of about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, in which no communications can occur on Mars from Earth to Mars. And so all the spacecraft on the planet or in orbit around the planet are basically shutting down or being primed to work without human communication for the next 3 weeks. This won't end until near the end of November. And so this particular picture by Curiosity was a look back across its path, where it has been, and looking across at the crater rim in the 25 miles distance. And it's ironic, even though the entire travels of Curiosity over the last 11 or so years is within this picture, you can't see almost any of it because it's all been hidden by the lower flanks of Mount Sharp. The steepness hides most of where Curiosity wandered in the past. But you could see what Mars is like, and the picture gives you a sense of the haziness of the atmosphere to the dust in the atmosphere. And the steepness of the terrain, we can really get a sense of how steep the mountain is now that Curiosity routinely climbs. And it's going to continue to be that way for many years, as long as Curiosity is working, because it's climbed 2,500 feet. But to get to the peak of Mount Sharp, it still has 13,000 feet of climb to go, John.
So we're looking at where it came from.
That's correct. That's correct.
And did it come between those two, what do you call them, buttes, those two rises? Did it came up through that passageway?
Yeah, but it's kind of, yes, it kind of did, but it kind of like looped around. It's complicated. The valley in the center of this picture, in the middle, between those two nearby buttes, foreground buttes, is not the actual valley they came up because it's too steep. They actually wound around several different small peaks along the way. But you can't really see it because the mountain's too steep, and so it's all hidden by the slope higher up.
And the other side of the picture, that's the rim of Gale Crater.
And the far distance, you're looking at the mountain range that forms the rim of Gale Crater. There is a low spot towards the, on the left side, kind of, that's called Peace Vallis. It's a valley that cuts through the rim on the north part of Gale Crater Rim, and so you can see it there. And in fact, if you look very closely beyond Peace Vallis, you can see mountains. Those mountains are the rims of other craters beyond Gale Crater.
All right, now for Bob's picture of the northern latitudes, what he describes as a strange crater. What does it look like, Bob?
Yes, this is a cool image from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that I dug out. So it's not my picture, and it's scientists who picked it, but it's a picture of two craters in the northern, high northern latitudes of Mars. They're really cool. They're pedestal craters. They look like they could be volcanoes. They might be both. And this is the strangeness of the Martian terrain where there's lots of water and ice.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,